Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we're here now in the third week of our sermon series on the five solas of the Lutheran faith. We talked about grace, and we talked about faith. But now we have to talk about where grace and faith come from. They come from the elements of belief. They come from Christ. We talk a lot about Christ here in the Lutheran Church, and it makes sense. We're Christians. I mean, we're named after, our entire faith is named after Christ. But so I ask the question of you, who is Christ? Now this, I'm not trying to insult you. We know who Christ is as Christians. We know him based upon what the Creed says. He was incarnate by the Holy Spirit. He was born of the Virgin Mary, you know, because going down the list, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, buried, and has been raised from the dead, and will come again. That's who Christ is. We're done. Shortest sermon ever. We'll continue with service. No, it's not that simple. We have to actually ask the question, especially in today's world, who is Christ? And this isn't a question that has just been coming up in recent years. It also has been a problem and a question for a very, very long time. And for this, I would like actually to show you two pictures, paintings. One of them is a painting. If you look at this painting right here, this was a very common sight for the people of the Reformation, Martin Luther's time. We here see Christ depicted in the final days. Look at him. Just look at this picture for a minute. It's kind of frightening. You've got the entire people just all literally naked. They are afraid, looking up in terror. You've got the right hand and the left hand side of Jesus. On the one side, you've got the people going down and being burned in hell. And the other side, you have a long line waiting where St. Peter is tallying numbers to see who can get into heaven. And even with Jesus' hands, they're just very judgmental. With one hand, he blesses. So that's nice. But another hand is to the ground, palms away, forcing almost the people down, not even looking at them. This is Christ as victor, victorious, conqueror, coming of the age, who will separate the sheep from the goats. There's a Christ with little pity, little forgiveness, a Christ that was all too familiar with Luther. And this Christ, in some ways, is true. Jesus will come again on the last day. He will come again, and the dead will all be raised, and there will be separation. To those who believe in Christ, they will inherit eternal life here on earth. For those who don't believe, all they will inherit is eternal damnation and the fires of hell. But this Christ is seen not in the light of a savior, but as a conqueror, as a judger, and ultimately misses the point of who Christ is. Well, let's maybe go to a different example. I have another picture for you here. Let's get this thing up and going. This picture is something that I have dubbed the Fonzie Fonzarelli Jesus. The A Jesus. Actually, when I went on and searching online for this picture, I found it pretty easily, and I looked under the caption, the JPEG file just said, Buddy Jesus. No joke. This is a Jesus who's always got your back, who's friendly to you, who always has a good word for you. He's the kind of guy you can sit down, you can grab a beer with, and you can just chat the day away. He's a friendly kind of guy, big open smile, glad to see ya. With now this Jesus is very nice. He's warm and inviting. He never say anything bad about ya, because he's your buddy. He's your friend. He's always got your back. But I think you see the point. This is the Jesus who is, when I look at this photo, kind of creepy. The smile is just too broad and too fake, and that might be just because of the guy who sculpted this. But this Jesus, while does give forgiveness out, doesn't even tackle that Jesus has said to people what to do, how to live our lives, condemns those who go against the will and law of God. And this Jesus would have, that you see behind me, he would get rid of all of that. It wouldn't be important. I'm your buddy. I'm your friend. I would never do that to you. Jesus here is weak. He doesn't have the power to forgive sins because he doesn't see anything as a sin. So who is Christ? Is it the one who sits on judgment? Is it the one who is your buddy? No. But there are more Christs out there. For the past couple of weeks, we've been going through at the Lloyd's house a book, Will the Real Jesus Please Stand Up? It's a wonderful Bible study, and I encourage you all to come if you can. But in this book, we've been looking at the different Christs that people make for themselves. There's the cheerleader who will always be there to cheer you on, kind of like the buddy Jesus, to give that encouraging word so you can keep going and fulfill what you want. Well, there's the good teacher, Jesus. He really wasn't the Son of God, but you know, he said some nice things. There's the Jesus that's a springboard that you use to get yourself to a better place in life. And once you're in that better place, you don't need him anymore. There are so many other Christs we make for ourselves, and every single one of them is more tempting, looks better, and feels better than the real Christ. And it's so easy for us to make for ourselves our own Christ, the one who will always agree with us, the one who will always say what we're doing is good, who looks on judgment on everyone else but us, and condemns everyone but us. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that not to be true. But with society seeing that Jesus was alive, or maybe he'd never even existed, but he definitely wasn't the Son of God. With all the different denominations out there and people saying, well, this is who Christ is and this is who Christ is, you have to actually ask the question, who is Christ? Centuries ago, many, many centuries ago, there was a guy called Mark. He wrote down the shortest gospel. In fact, the entire gospel of Mark could have been spoken aloud in just an hour and a half. Same amount of time that you would sit down and watch a movie. Well, older movies, now you got to sit down for about 2.5 hours. But the point of Mark's gospel was to see who Jesus is. And everyone had a different idea about who Jesus was back in Mark's, when Mark was writing this, and back in Jesus' time, everyone thought they knew who Jesus was. He was a prophet. He was just John the Baptist come back from the dead. He's just a phony. But Mark shows us who Jesus is. And this is how we know who Christ is. The reading for today comes from Mark 13, the the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, while they were going up, they caught Simon from Cyrene, who was coming out of the countryside to take up Jesus' cross and go away with them. Now, Simon was the father of Alexander and Rufus. And then they took the cross and they went to a place that is known as Golgotha, which is called Skull Place. There they gave Jesus wine mixed with vinegar, but he would not drink it. It was there that they crucified him. There was an inscription that was put above his head. It read, "Jesus, the King of the Jews." There were also guards among them. And the guards, they took all of his garments and they divided his clothes amongst themselves, casting lots for them who would get what. There were two others who were crucified with Jesus, one on his right, one on his left. There were people who were passing by, and when they looked up and they saw Jesus on the cross, they they mocked him, saying, "This is the guy who said that he will destroy the temple and then raise it back up in 3 days? Come down from the cross." The chief priests were also there, and they too mocked him, saying, "He saved others. Himself? Impossible to save. The Christ, the King of the Jews, descend now from the cross so that we might see and believe." And even those who were crucified with him mocked him. Now it was about the sixth hour, and darkness covered the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried aloud in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And when the people who were around them, they heard him saying this, he said, "Look, look, he's calling to Elijah." So they got a sponge, and they filled it with wine. They put it on a stick and shoved it in his face to get him to drink. And after they had done this, they said, now look, let us see if Elijah will come down and rescue him." Immediately, Jesus sighed a great sigh and gave up his spirit. And immediately, the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. Now there was a centurion standing guard beside the cross. When he had seen that Jesus had breathed his last, he looked upon him and said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." This is the gospel of our Lord. There is Jesus. That's who is the Christ. We see Jesus as he is upon the cross. We see him there, and we see true man and true God coming for the purpose for which God placed him on this earth. Jesus Christ was the only person on this earth that God specifically placed here to die for us because he loved us. This is the Christ who suffered so much. He suffered abandonment from his Father for all time, so we wouldn't have to be abandoned by God. Jesus was not known in Mark's gospel or any gospel truly because of the miracles that he did, the things that he talked about and preached. No, he was known who he was on the cross. He was known because of his great love for his people. He was known because he died for his people. That is who Christ is. One who followed every single letter of the law, who followed his Father's commands, who loved us, kept the law for us, and died for us. That is who Christ is. And he is with us today. It is by him alone that our faith is founded. Our grace is found in him alone. And we are nourished in this faith, in giving out his grace each time we come to service and hear his word. Each time we come up to his table and receive his body and drink his blood, which has the promise of the forgiveness of sins and the promise that something better is coming when he comes again and reigns in glory upon the world. This is who Christ is. He is more than your buddy. He is more than the one who sits in judgment. He is both of these things and more, for he is God alone. And he came for you and for me. Our faith stands upon this Christ alone. It is upon the cross of Jesus and his resurrection that our faith is founded. So come soon, Lord Jesus, the one and only Christ upon whom we put our trust and our faith. Amen.